Now, the Sporting Chance Development Foundation has been using sport to positively impact the lives of local children for the last 28 years. And if you look at some of our we've got a cricketing legend that's been born out of this. A lot of other people have gone on to make it in this world thanks to the work of Sporting Chance. They are a registered NPO. Their track record speaks for itself. Today, Sporting Chance has grown to become the leading sports coaching and development organization. Now, in partnership with the Western Cape Department of Education, Sporting Chance, the school program, is now implementing a critical and much-needed physical education and sporting intervention into under-resourced schools. So to tell you more about that, Brad Bing, the MD of Sporting Chance. Hi there, Brad. Always good to have you back.
Morning, Kino. Nice to hear from you again.
No, always a pleasure, man. Now, let's talk a little bit about this partnership and what you intend doing on the ground in the school.
Kino, very simply, government a couple of years ago said that they were going to start getting phys ed back into the schools. And I did an interview on your radio station where I said, listen, before you even contemplate getting the phys ed back into the schools, you've got to get people a curriculum drawn up. And then you've got to get people trained up to do it before you can actually even start doing it. But if you look at the system at the moment, not a hell of a lot has progressed since in the last 5 years. So what we've done very simply, Kino, is we've gone to various schools that we all know that are desperately needing intervention in those schools, not only just from a bullying point of view and an academic point of view, but just from a point of view saying, how can we get those kids' mindsets changed to become more positive, that they actually want to do phys ed, which actually implicates the ripple effect of that is to improve their physical or their academic results. And so for the last 5 years, we've operated in schools in Langa, Khayelitsha, Masipumaleli, Constantia at the primary school where we put on that Astro last year, into Steenberg, which is a community in our Cape Flats area, Kino.
Yeah.
Not only that, we've also gone into places like KwaMashu in KwaZulu-Natal and Diepsloot in Gauteng and Denelton in Limpopo and Mzanzani in the Eastern Cape. And we've seen a massive improvement in academic results. And I'll give you an example. The little farm school that we run at the Constantia where we put on the AstroTurf, Kino.
Yeah.
The math results over the last 2 years has gone from 18% across the school board to 46%
wow.
In 2 years. And obviously this is my opinion because it's not factual, but I just believe that we've got a guy there called Courtney Chase, Courtney Klein, who's absolutely flipping brilliant. And he's doing athletics days. He's got the kids doing mini cricket, hockey, soccer, netball, etc.
Wow.
And the teachers use that as an incentive to say, if you don't improve your school results, you're not going to phys ed.
Mm.
So Courtney has taken that school, obviously with the new headmaster in place now, to new heights. And we at all our schools, I mean, we got down at Steenberg, Kino, I can
yes.
give you an example. That's really, it's a tough, tough, tough environment. I'm talking about a proper tough. Well, you should know.
Yes.
And we've seen that school already, we've got a guy there called Barney who runs the phys ed program. We've seen that the attendance at the school has already increased, Kino, because kids want to come
yep.
to school. Because if they can be acknowledged and recognized for what they're doing, then it lifts them up. And immediately, you know, you talk to the principals and they turn around and say, wow, we've seen a massive improvement in the kids' attentiveness in class. And not only that, you've got the academic results have improved. So we've seen a huge increase in kids who want to do phys ed, and the demand is there, Kino. So
yep.
what we've done with the Western Cape government is very simple. I met with Debbie Schaefer and her advisory team, and what we've done is we've identified areas, or they've identified areas for Sporting Chance to go and work in, because I love nothing better than working in areas that are desperate for what we do, Kino,
yes.
for sports activity. Because
yes.
me, when a kid's got a child has got an opportunity to get rid of that testosterone and that energy, and he goes into class and he's seen to be kind of being more attentive, and not only that, the teacher turns around and says, wow, I've seen that person excel in the sports field, you can also do it in the class. So that teacher becomes the role model for that child, which is exactly
yeah.
what we try to do.
And if one looks at the role of sport, other than, I mean, just on a cellular level, if you keep yourself busy, you feel a lot better. You can probably concentrate a lot more. If we just look at what we do in gym, for example, and when we get back, yes, we're tired, but we're super focused and we feel a heck of a lot better. Over and above that, it's this whole thing about working together in groups, how to deal with failure. So if you don't do well and you didn't make it, how do you actually deal with that? And those are all things that you can actually translate into real life.
Absolutely. I mean, the physical fitness is huge. The mentally, being mentally alert. You know, when you come out of gym, you just that body's pumping.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel that through the programs we run, Kino, that the kids are just so much more socially well adjusted, especially in those kids that come from those really tough backgrounds. You know, and they go home to their parents and say, "Mom, I don't want to eat that. This is what I want to eat, and let's start a vegetable garden, etc." And not only that, you know, we've also found that the kids are very much so emotionally better balanced. You know, they actually, you can actually reason with them because they're starting to understand teamwork. You know, if you're playing soccer and you don't pass the ball and two oaks take you out, well, the opposition has got the ball. And you just find that teamwork has become so much more on the increase within in the classroom. And you often find, you know, what we're getting feedback from our coaches is that that guy who's regarded as being the little bit of the rebel, the outcast, the maniac, you know, the breaker in the classroom, gets on the sports field, he's humbled a little bit, and when he goes back into the classroom, he turns around and says, "Whoa, hold on a second, I'm actually going to be a part of this class as opposed to being the maniac."
There we go. Brad, that's all we have time for. You're doing great work with the education department there, Brad Bing, and... If one just look, I think it was Themba Bavuma, Brad, isn't it, that went through Sporting Chance very quickly. We need to move on to the next interview. But it was
Loli Saboto, Themba Bavuma, Nono Pongolo, Tommy Tsolakeli, all those youngsters we found playing Calypso cricket and stuff. But Kino, I know you're going to move on, but there are people in February who are going to be putting their CSI money and they don't know where it goes to.
Yeah.
Why don't they get hold of me? And I can promise you, Kino, we'll invest their money like we've done with the PSG Group and Intersure and Coca-Cola and the Nussbaum Foundation. What we want to do is get their CSI money. They can own a teacher in that school, a phys ed teacher, and you will see within 12 months the results physically and educationally go through the roof.
So we can ask them to get hold of you. We'll connect them. Anybody wanting to do so, we'll connect them directly to you, Brad. You do amazing work. We can vouch for it. Brad Bing there, Managing Director of Sporting Chance. Next.